Armodoxy for today. Etch Miadzin is mission. Today's message comes from His Holiness Garekin I of blessed memory, who was the Catholicos of all Armenians from 1995 until his passing in 1999, when he assumed the throne of Chief Shepherd of the Apostolic See. He coined a phrase, Etch Miadzin is mission. I share with you some excerpts from his sermon delivered on the Feast of Holy Etch Miadzin, 1995. Come, let us make an altar of light, for thereby did the light shine in the land of Armenia. From the hymn of Holy Etch Miadzin. The altar of light is light itself, light created by God. I am the light of the world, proclaimed our Lord Jesus. Hence, the architect of this altar at Etch Miadzin is God himself, acting through his only begotten Son. As humans, we are called to make this altar, but I would say that actually we are to allow it to make and fashion us and our lives. One thinks of artists, sculptors, poets, and composers. They create, and their soul radiates through matter, marble, sound, words, etc., and expresses itself. We can therefore only make an altar for God inasmuch as we become participants in God's own creativity and the task of spiritual edification. What people conceive of when they speak of Holy Etch Miadzin is something spiritual, which radiates through the physical Etch Miadzin. For a stone on its own is nothing but a stone, dead matter. Etch Miadzin is first and foremost a mission. It is not an institution like other institutions. It is not an ode to the past, a glorification of previous achievements or pride in former accomplishments. Etch Miadzin is a mission. It is the transcription of God into Armenian, the preaching of Christ's gospel, and the teaching of the faith of our holy fathers. Human response to the divine calling is what is needed now. We have to experience a total and complete change of heart so as to be able to deserve serving at Etch Miadzin. I quote from the Book of Hours, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who, through the prayers and intercession of the fathers in faith and your long-suffering servant, St. Gregory the Illuminator, you expressed your love and mercy in a special way by descending in this place. You struck with your golden hammer the depths of hell and dispersed its inhabitants. You wondrously created this mother sea of Holy Etch Miadzin and turned it into an ever-abundant source of your grace, into a nurturing mother and teacher. Keep this sea spotless and crystal clear and bright for the sake of the glory of all your churches until the end of the world. Amen. His Holiness concluded his sermon with that prayer that day. But then he turned to the people and offered this wish. Let us become as the plain of Ararat, ready to receive the divine message, and may Etch Miadzin become integrated into our spiritual world and our lives, so that we may glorify the Almighty Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.